Did you realise, Les, just how big an iconic figure you were as far as Scotland was concerned, at the height of the success of the Rollers?
Oh, in the whole scheme of things, we didn't really think that music was that important. We just thought there was, like, people who were fans of music, and the rest of the world did what it wanted to do, you know, Vietnams or whatever. And we were just in our own little bubble, travelling the world, promoting Scotland and promoting our own band, having hits in Japan, the likes of Australia, America, and of course, Bonnie Scotland and the United Kingdom.
Of course, yeah. And is there much Roller Mania still out there? You mentioned Japan there. I mean, you're big in Japan. We know a song about that, don't we?
We're big in Japan. Yes, I'm very big in Japan. The tour's sold out already that we're doing in December this year.
Good.
Sold out in a couple of Sundays ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're happy about that. We're going to Moscow and St. Petersburg just before that. And then should be around about New Zealand and Australia, around about this Christmas, New Year.
How's the touring? Is it still as enjoyable? Is it more demanding?
When I was a young guy, 18, when I was in the Rollers, I didn't really find it that tiring. It was exciting to be travelling the world in first class accommodation and first class in your airplanes, Concords everywhere, all that kind of stuff. And so it was great. I mean, we were always, like, you know, just overexcited about doing everything, because we conquered the whole world in that short period of time, in those 3 years. Of course, these days I get to see the countries. I can choose to fly or drive, and the last Canadian tour we chose to drive quite a lot. We drove through the Rocky Mountains, which was fantastic.
I saw a picture of you in the old tartan denim jacket. Well, it was like a denim jacket, but it had got tartan in it as well. You're not still wearing that, are you?
That's a denim tart.
A denim tart. You're not still wearing it.
Yeah, my father made that for me.
Was it
made out of different bits of denim, yeah?
All right.
Yeah, it was like offcuts. That was one of the first the basic Rollers costumes ever made on planet Earth.
Yeah. It's not been a life of roses since the heady days of the Rollers. I know. I mean, it was never going to be, was it? Because it was a rather unnatural way that you sort of hit the headlines.
There had to be a burn. There had to be a burn at some point. And we rose very high. We shone very brightly during our period in the limelight type of thing. And then, of course, after that, you had to deal with the consequences of that, which you're not prepared for at all. But, you know, it's all in the past now. I'm back on a steady, even keel, going out there, enjoying my music and enjoying the fans. The fans are enjoying me and the band. So it could be better, really.
Can you identify then, Les, with bands like One Direction now? Is it the same sort of hysteria that was there when you were around?
I really don't know. I haven't. I read things about this One Direction thing. I've no idea. I'm sure the hysteria could quite possibly be similar to what the Bay City Rollers had. I'm not sure. I suppose I need to watch more TV.
You need to go to one of their concerts.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They need to go to one of yours as well.
Yeah.
Listen, we're looking forward to seeing you in the county. You're at Scunthorpe, the Plowright Theatre, Boston Black Friars Arts Centre. What about the music? As you mature and mellow, we talked about the tartan jacket a moment ago, does the music mature and mellow as well with you?
Well, this tour, the Les McEwan's Bay City Rollers show, is specifically about the Bay City Rollers music, and we've taken a new look at the music, and we've taken it right back. So our live show is, you know, indiscernible from the actual original recording, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And
of course, you don't have the scratches and the album cover, but you got me there on stage, and the guys in the band are top class guys, and they're fun guys to play with.
Yeah,
they're great. You know, they love the 70s music, they love the Rollers songs.
And what about the drum guitar sound that gave the Rollers that distinctive sound? I'm thinking of Keep On Dancing. That's the one that's sort of in my mind. I'm just singing to myself at the moment.
What, that Keep On Dancing?
That's it.
Or what is it, Shang-a-Lang?
This is Les McEwan singing Keep On Dancing.
What about that Shang-a-Lang guitar?
Shang-a-Lang.
Oh, yeah, Shang-a-Lang.
And Summer Love Sensation. We only played that the other day.
God, what a great song. I mean, yeah, I mean, Phil, who's my guitarist, Phil Hendricks, he's a aficionado of 70s sounds, and he gets the technical, he gets it sweet.
Yeah.
And he's able to reproduce exactly the 70s sounds of the Bay City Rollers.
Wonderful. How many on stage with you, Les, with this lineup?
Well, there's the original five. It's the same guy. It's the same five.
Brilliant.
We don't augment it in any way. We're just raw rock and roll.